Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is taking place throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much to Batle, who's still in the house, man. She's having a good time. She's having a very good time, Mubahle. Hey, mfuna nizwe Mubahle ahleka. She's having a good time. Yena nama guest wakhe kumnandi. Base kanana. Base konoini ya. Hey, Batle.
Hey, baba.
Hey, she's having a good time. Ngiyabatshela ngithi bathi ubani lo hleka so ngithi ubahle. She's having a good Muruti.
Muruti bey.
Ah, are you well?
It's a last day today.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, Bache man. Make a plan. Make a plan, Bache. Hi.
Well done. Siyabonga.
Siyabonga, Mruti man. Blessings to you.
I told you, Kuti, I liked your honesty.
Oh, okay.
Check.
Oh, yeah.
As many, honest. As again, in those.
Yes. Yes.
Are you the person you say you are?
Yeah, man.
And Maunga Su, who are you? I guess begin is willing a second way.
My bishop.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well done, well done.
Thank you, sir.
That's a very wonderful topic, and I like money.
I know.
But well done.
Thank you, Muruti. Well done, yeah. Thank you, I appreciate.
It's one of those things, maybe as men.
Yeah.
Siyabalekela. You know, it's one of those things where you're saying, akube lo muntu huye.
Yeah.
Kuthi noma ufika ekhaya noma emsebenzini noma esontweni,
mangabona
umuntu oyiwani.
Yes.
Baba ngasoloko nje ukuthi hayi le ndoda ayikho honest now.
Two face.
Yeah, two face.
Yeah, une head ne tail. Yeah.
Multiple face.
Thank you so much, sir. Sharp. Thank you. All right then, and of course, we have our guest on the line. We don't have Jabulani Dominic today. He's writing. So, Nosipho Polos, Nomfundisi, Umotha. I think Kale Nosipho Polos. Sawubona ke, wekha Davey.
Ah, Umfundisi leyi, nisaphila kodwa ndodaye, ndala sibonge. Mvoka popozane.
Grand mngani wami, wena.
Hayi, no ngimothe mngani wami, sibonga uNkulunkulu osigcinile, wasigcinela wena, wasigcinela nomfundisi Motha. Sawubona mfundisi.
Eh, mfundisi wami, futhi sadele ngiyaphila ngibiza uNkulunkulu.
Ame, sithi asibonga izandla endlula ikhanda, sengikhumula ikepisi niyibeke emoyeni ngithi hayi asibonge, sibonga iNkosi. Hey, siyabonga wena, thank God umfundisi.
Uyaqala uyahugana ke lo mfana lo. Owakhulisa ugogo. Uyahugana lo. Yazi abafana abakhulisa ugogo, bane style nyana sokuhugana esincanyana, yabona.
Ah, umfundisi awu.
Uthi maso uthi but man, maqedwe ukuhleka nayo, eqedwe ukuhamba uthi ay Maria smart. Ha lo muntu mose bekangihuga lo. Bekangihlupa. Bahlakaniphe. Hi, Patricia Bonga, cool. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, ba right ekhaya Mosipho.
Sonke siright mfundi sibonga kakhulu nje umama birthday kuyi-engagement. Kumnandi nje kule nyanga. Sibonga uNkulunkulu sithi hayi owasenzela umusa kuze kube manje. Sibingele nabalaleli emakhaya sithi uJesu uyabusa iNkosi.
Ha, siyabonga kakhulu. Umtshele-ke ukuthi hayi sithi hawu makoti.
Koti.
Hawu Nkosi yami. Yeah, kube beka ku-men's dialogue izolo, especially ku-session yokuqala. Aye, eyokugcina.
Oh, ubeze chakutoka manje ya.
Hayi, bekazo atip ubaba ukuthi baba, mina ngisayohlala nabomama lapha e-officeini. Wena thatha ama notes especially lapha ekugcineni. Kunyakaze baba.
Angiluzile, sengizokuthatha ama notes la kuwe, so ngisendela ke la ku-WhatsApp.
I'm going to send them. And let's welcome Mpundisi Motha. Mpundisi, greetings to you, sir.
Hey, my ahi, greetings to you too, my brother. And the greetings to Balalile Makhaya, Mpundisi Uhadebe, Mfowethu, ngiyakubingelela. Namuhla njalo ngithi usuku oluhle kumama, Nkosi yami, udadewethu, siyamthanda ngendlela esimanga.
Hayi, siyabonga, man. Thank you for immense dialogue is all. Aye, man, it was more than we expected. It was more than we expected, you know.
uNkulunkulu usenzele umusa ngendlela yesimanga mfundisi wami. It was beyond our expectation. And we thank God for that. And we have learned a lot. Sakhekile singamadoda.
Kakhulu.
And we trust the Father that what we have learned, it will come into practice and we have impact in the communities where we are. And they will bring transformation and change.
Absolutely.
Sibonakale, abonakale uThixo avela siza abantu.
I know we are grateful. We are grateful everything we saw there. NoNkulunkulu kusishintshisa amaplana thina beke sibanibani kupanel. Akunamuntu oyiguest speaker ozokhuluma and abantu bese ba preparele phela. Kwathiwa no, stand down. Allow our people to be guests. Bakhulume, hey, mabathatha ama microphone akhuluma amadoda. Ah, Nkosi yami.
Hey, akhuluma amadoda. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ohlelela konke, ohlelela amadoda.
Hey, madoda.
It is important ukuthi sibe nendlebe kamoya simuzwe uma ekhuluma ukuthi manje akube kanje.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We really appreciate you, my brother, and with all respect, siyakuhlonipha, siyakuthanda ngendlela yesimanga, and may you continue, you know, the Father to work in you and to use in a mighty way. We really appreciate.
We give the Father all the honor and the glory. It is his work. Tina, we are his vessels, you know, it is his work. We were recipients just like everyone yesterday. So, yes. Anyway, tonight we are going to talk about evil speech, isn't it? Eish, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Eish, evil speech is what we are touching on tonight. And I trust the Father will bless you so much in a mighty way.
Masim to me is a hokonge tawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenem. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live, and of course we are talking about evil speech. And as to what is an evil speech, how does it affect us? How does it go on in us? You know, we are touching on that. And we are also looking into the fact of how it continues to plow as a seed towards the destiny of its projection and the source. And also its receptions, and how each and every time the interpretation of evil speech will always produce negativity and wickedness, hurts, and also condemnations, and especially the issue of condemnations. That is something we are going to be looking on. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good in a mighty way, blessing you so much. And you and I, the best of friends. But you know what? Since you and I are the best of friends, I want us to actually become people who basically will say, look, I want to be the friend that Christ wants me to be. I want to be the friend that Christ wants me to be. And I want also to serve the way Christ wants me to serve. I want also to have the kind of speech that Christ wants me to have. I shouldn't just speak the way I want and say things the way I want. I want to be a person that is full of the Spirit of the Father. So I'm going to play a song just after this, a song that is just going to be a blessing to multitudes of us. And I trust that the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty, mighty way. Just after this, I will make sure that I play that song.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. Now, if you have a friend, and friends, I am going to call my friends. I'm going to call my friends and say, look, I am dedicating this song to you. If you have friends, you know, dedicate this song to them and then say to them, this is my good speech to you. This is my good speech to you, you know. And as believers, we need to be able to lean on each other, you know, to be reliable, reliant, and to each other. You know, remember the story of David and Jonathan. Yes, kumbula mfundisi mota. David and Jonathan.
Yes, kumbula mfundisi
mota. Yes, kumbula story futhi. Sipo, now yes, kumbula story sika David and no Jonathan.
No, Jonathan, baba ni no David, ngazimpela lesitori sabafana babethandana ngokuthi
abantwana bomuntu. Eh, ngathi abantwana bomuntu ngendlela bebavikelana ngakhona. Kufanele sithandane kanjalo. Uthando lukaNkulunkulu, sithandane kanjalo.
Hayi, livule ekhosini omunye vela phansi, but kwangabonakala.
Hayi, lamathando wamakoporosho.
Kanene, mana, ufuneki lo.
Ane dust.
Hey,
fanele sithandane kanjalo. Hey, madoda. Hey, madoda. Uyabona? And I'm just going to play this song before we get into the topic. I'm going to play this song and be that kind of friend.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Now, let's hope that at some stage, I will ask that we play Carole King, You Got a Friend. So that you should just understand, there's some gospel-quoted songs that have been hidden. Because there has been, you know, stipulations spoken against these artists that should you do this thing again, we will block you. And, yeah. Yeah. You should ask El Dibaj. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about the evil speech. And what is an evil speech? And the word says quite a lot there. An evil speech, someone can speak about slander, a wicked talk, false accusations fall under wicked speech, backbiting, vain speech, wicked speech, tale-bearing, and also an unrestrained tongue. All these constitute a wicked speech. And we are touching on that tonight, as to what it is even all about, what the word says with regards to this. Now, in Genesis 39:14, it says that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me,
And I cried out with a loud voice. Evil speech, lies. Lies. Remember, Potiphar's wife accusing Joseph. False accusations. It's evil speech. And we see that far much more amongst us. Emuna, you should see pastors accusing each other. Deuteronomy 22:17 says, now he has charged her with shameful conduct, saying, I found your daughter was not a virgin, and yet these are the evidences of my daughter's virginity, and they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. False accusations, slander, wickedness of speech, in reference to someone else. And when you look into Esther again, chapter 3, verse 8 says, then Haman said to the king, Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from the other people, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Slander, accusations, backbiting, false talk with regards to someone. Abuba anabaga baye divorce court. Uzwe izinto ezikhulunywa lapha. Abantu abaga bathi I do. I wish I did not do, but now I know I don't do. Have you ever heard people who were friends and they are no longer friends and they talk about each other? They say some of the things that are so sensitive, you even cringe. Backbiting. Yebo.
What imagine over the friendship has went sour. Even nento beganga yenzi.
Sekaya yenza manje
so that it can appear to the other as if that person is bad.
That's
the one that is right.
Hey, my dear. False accusations and slander. Yes. Psalm 31, verse 13. For I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. While they take counsel together against me, they scheme to take away my life. I was talking about the enemies of this soul. And I read this verse. When I was talking about the enemies of the soul, I read this verse. But the first phrase I'm using it for today, it says, for I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side while they take counsel together. Those slanders become a counsel against those people that they are no longer friends with. Get what I want? Yeah, yabona wena mutha ngathi lamalanga sozenza ubishop manje wena. Yabona wena Sipho lamalanga ngathi sozenza uevangelist. Yabona wena Ray lamalanga ngathi sozenza umpostoli manje. Yabona. Yimi umpostoli la. Yeah, ungayikhohlwa leyo ntele nanoma uba semsakazweni. This person is taking counsel with evil speech and it becomes riddled with fear. Kuthi uNkulunkulu maseka kusebenzisa kanje, hey madodhe. Umuntu sekaphendula uSaul. Akasathathi kahle. Evil speech doesn't come from a sound mind. It comes from a deceived mind.
Right. And a bitter heart. Ukuthi nimbona nje sokayitshela.
Absolutely. Akasasikhulumisi manje. Yeah. Yimi ngimfundise nokugqoka kahle.
Hey.
Hey Nkosi yami. Just keep him a fight, man. How?
Yeah.
Hey, Mathew.
Upset, Nakola, for this.
Yeah, akukhulunywa nento enhle ukuthi wena wake waba so broke this guy wakunikeza half your salary yakhe hayi leyo awuyithinti leyo ukuthi hey uke wakusiza usesibhedlela ungana medical angithi umfundisi abanayo medical abaningi hey and then now there's a bit of a problem ngoba ansazwani kahle sekayakhuluma manje ningamboni usipho nje ufundiswe yimi nokudla ukotini bekangakwazi usipho ukudla ukotini ufundiswe yimi bekangayazi ukuthi ifamily yini ufundiswe yimi hawu nkosi yami nanga umuntu sekazenza umoya ongcwele
babona nje sebanokuthola emzini wabo yimi
hey madoda
namhlanje is bad mouthing umfundisi
nalomkakhe lo anaye lo yimi bengimkhulumela Ungane wabuza nomkami, umkami athi yabe sifasta yazi. Hey. Hayi umotha akusho ukuthi akalunganga nami hayi angeke ngisaba umngane wakhe. Hey amangala umotha makangifonela. Ithi the number that you have dialed does not exist. Angithi vele evil speech yamosha mfo. Evil speech ikhatha yamosha yabhidliza.
It destroy impilo, it destroy imizi.
Yeah, nemishana.
Abanye abantu baze bangene ngisho nasemajele for false accusations like with Joseph Nyobo Safunda
nakomfundisi. Hey. Angithi abanye phela kuba inkinga enkulu ke bafowethu. La uthola khona ukuthi sekukhulunywe kabi ngendlela eyisimanga. Sekuze kuwe divorce court. Nalento leyo ukuthi uma unabantu bakini usukela phakwa usukela phakini lapha kwakho usuke kwakho wathi uyovakasha kini. Ah nakuya uyahamba mawufika lapha kini bathi hey. Hey lamalanga sowondile abathu lose weight yazi yazi marabo sisibethu bayakwazi kusiqhukuluza yazi. Hey mara yazi. Hey mara hayi wondile lamalanga.
Uyalamba but.
Hey hayi but uyalamba yazi. Awubheki ibhokadi yakho ukuthi iplat njani la ngemuva. Uyabona? Bona ku plat.
Ngikubanje ngoba khona ke evil speech.
Ya, seyicalile. Seyicalile. Bayagqokisa yona kuqala before bayikhuluma lento le. Leso skati bakuphakela lo kakudla lo kani yazi kukhona ukudla owakhulu ukujwayele nangendlela kunuka ngakhona mase ushada uthola ukuthi hey madoda hey inkosi yamshema hey awu sizoncedwa umusa akusaphekwa kanjalo uyayibona ne and then marma ufike ekhaya uthola bayishayile le nkukhu leyana bayiphekile laphana ngesawa bathi yini bugobe bating ne likhuhu yasotho Ugcine nini wena lezo zinto lezo? Uyayibona? Hey. Bese bayaqala bathi ha ngendlela udla ngakhona. Oh Sipho.
Hey, uyabonakala nje ukuthi umfoti uyalamba, hayi futhi hayi uyadokola.
Uyalamba.
Uyahlupheka mntana ma.
Hayi uyahlupheka mntana ma. Uholi imali ningakanga. Hey, udili mko.
That was always so full of land, Lenko Kulapa.
So you're tinted. Because evil speech is contagious.
Yeah.
It's contagious. It appeals to an immediate response, a non-rational, I don't want to say irrational, a non-rational response. In that sometimes you would respond before you give careful thought ukuthi mara la kahle kahle kukhulunywa ngumkami mabathi hey madoda bathi wondile lamalanga abakhulumi ngawe bakhuluma ngumkakho evil speech slander yahlupha lezi zinto when we come back Let's do a bit of it. Let's start Mumfundisi Umotha.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Mfundisi Mota, when we talk evil speech, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu. You know, nento qeda nje kuyithinta ukuthi ubhuti laso enjoya ngisho naye isop.
Yeah.
Azagcine kwayena abesakhuluma aqalekise athi vele yazi ngiyasebenza. I bring all the money in the house but ngiyalamba.
Hey,
uyangihlukumeza. Uyabona se it is so contagious in a way that one will end up even responding without ukuthi acabange ukuthi the words that I'm now speaking, what impact is it going to have in my life? And you are even over giving power to the one who have provoked you to say certain things, and people would not understand ukuthi usathana usebenza ngenye indlela, because he will even provoke you so that you can speak and say things against you uze uqalekise your own life, your own marriage, umuntu akhuluma even nangomntwana wakhe athi hey isiqalekiso lesiphathi wathi uma ethola umntwana a celebrate athi God is so gracious, God is so loving, has blessed us with a child. But because of one mistake umntwana ayenzayo aze athi uyisiqalekiso. And we need to understand ukuthi the power, you know, it is kwaNkulunkulu, death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we should be able and we should be careful how do we use the tongue, because when you start to speak and say hey uyisiqalekiso uyahlupha, you know, and lawo mazwi aba ne power over the life of that child, vele then you end up uya kubafundisa ukuthi ningikhulekise kanti nguwe who has brought the evil thing in your family which was not there. So evil kaNkulunkulu mfundisi lithi we should not. James chapter 4 verse 11 says do not speak evil of one another, brethren. Kusho ukuthi evil speech should not be even in our tongue as the children of the Most High God. So because when we speak evil, actually we are violating the law of God, the law of love, because God says in his word we should love one another. We should love one another, and when we start to speak evil things against each other, that is not loving at all. Nobody needs a brother that will curse him. Nobody needs somebody. You know, we're playing a song here that lean on me, call on me when I need a friend. Be that brother that speak life over your brother, not the brother that will expose your brother. Nimbona nje akasanawo ngisho namasuti because bekondliwa yim athengiswa yim lo mfundisi weni lo. That is evil speech, mfundisi. And that is purely does not come from the Father. You cannot say ukuthi that is coming from it, because now somebody sees that God now Pastor Ray is using him in a mighty way, and they start to be jealous. And I feel like it probably should be me that is standing there, not him. And I start to speak things ukuthi nimbona nje wayedla aphile ngekhabishi lilodwa nje yimi engamuphi inyama engabe ngathi ukhulukhulu phela. And that kind of way, that kind of speaking, it is not to build the man, but is to try to discredit the name of this person. That is a pure Mfundisi evil speech. And that is actually the work of the devil. As the children of God, we have nothing to do with the works of the devil. I want to read Psalms 10, Mfundisi, verse number 7. It says, the wicked in his mouth say, in his mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is trouble and iniquity. You know, when one speaks evil, the wicked, in other words, things gankulunkul omubi, usuge unge no moyo omubi, when you speak evil against your own brother, against your fellow co-worker, and when you accuse them falsely, and you know for the fact that they've never done what you say they did, but because you want to protect yourself, and you put and say they have done this. Josepha ngokuthi wamele iqiniso. UJosepha wathi mayemele iqiniso, unkosikazi kaFaro wasakhuluma amanga. You know, some people, because you want to do things in their own will, and when you stand for the truth, when you stand for the word of God, then they will start to criticize you, and they'll start to spread lies from you. And we need to understand ukuthi amanga, uSatan is the father of all lies. Kusuke umuntu angenwe umoya wamanga, umoya kaSatan. So we need to be able to stand for the truth, Mfundisi. And I said earlier, okay, we should be careful. I once heard Mfundisi wami in a marriage counseling here, ama couple omunye azakhuluma ati hey nalo mshado lo oyisiqalekiso.
Yeah.
And ngenxa yokuthi nje bakukhona disagreement or ama differences there, and then you start to utter such words, we should be careful, because that is what the devil wants to hear. He wants to hear that so that you can be cursing your own marriage, cursing your own kids, cursing your own life when you speak against you. Because some of the words, Mfundisi, they are not even spoken by somebody else against you, but you yourself, you speak against you. And that is evil speech. It's not coming from the Father. God said, you are the head, you are not the tail. And it is because we are unable to tame our tongue, which Jacob in the book of James speak about the untamed tongue. It is loose. It just speak as it comes. But if we allow the Holy Spirit, we go back as guide so that we can able to speak. Because ulimu lifana nomlilo, what one sparkle the whole forest can burn. With one sparkle of the word that you speak, you can destroy the whole family.
Absolutely. We need to be careful, and we need to be those kinds of believers who check our words. Our tongues must be bridled, man. We need to check our words. Nasem chatwein, man. Hey, man. Let's check our words, man. Hey. You know, my former boss at the SABC, who was Tembiso Maseko, I mean, the guy who taught me everything I know about broadcasting, man, about producing, especially producing. He says, communication is one thing, but the tone or the spirit within what you are communicating says a lot. And evil speech is any form of talk that is propelled by demonic influences and propelled by evil forces of darkness. That in itself is an evil spirit, is an evil speech. And we need to be careful. Sipho, let me come to you, my friend. When we talk about evil speech, Lalela Isam 31:13, iti, for I hear slander. 31:13, for I hear slander of many. The slander of many. Fear is on every side, while they take counsel together against me. Check the spirit. It's giving counsel against. And says, they scheme to take my life. Evil speech is also a murder weapon.
Yeah.
Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Mfundisi. Wow, what a topic. And we thank God to which he teaches. And as I introduce the topic, I'm learning more from you guys, and thank God to be part of the show, also learning. Every spiritual Monday, it's an everything. I don't think it also comes from God, because the source of it, I think it's the devil. Anything that is associated with evil is from the devil. Mm. And no wonder evil speaking from this is there's a lie inside. Mm. And there's also a harsh word. When we see people having their perverse speech, when they bite each other, when they curse with their words. By the way, from this is, all those people, they talk such an evil spirit, it is because they are being propelled under influence of the darkness, the Satan, and those are the evil speech, and most of the time evil speech are kulumid and fake. You must be that anger. Yes, there must be that thing pushing from this.
Fits of rage.
Exactly. Mm. And we see the sharpening of the tongue. Because if you also keep an evil speech, your tongue should be sharp. I can't stand for that, because an evil spirit, when we see abantu abadala belwa laphaya bekhuluma kabi bakhipha nalezinto ezilumelayo, so it's an evil spirit of which we need to stop it as we could. And one of the things also, evidence, when we see the poison of a viper under their tongue, it's when we see the deceitful tongue, where we see a bad language, where we see gossip, where we see people, besala ngegama lakho ngekho. No wonder, uma ufunda Mahubo 140 verse 13, they sharpen their tongue as a serpent. Poison of a viper is under their lips. So, since you are born and you have evil spirit, there must be a sharpening of a tongue. Umuntu mfundisi umazo ukuthuka inhlamba angazi kwenzeka kanjani ngoba netone yayiphakathi. Uyamuzwa nangendlela asho ngayo ukuthi uyabona kahle amazwi akhe uma angahlangana naye angakuphula, angakulimaza. And yiyo le nto le mfundisi mina engifisa ukuthi uJesu asilekele kuyo, ngoba as much as sisiwumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu, as ashilo uPastor Moti ukuthi we've got the creative power in us. Our tongue has got, it's got power to destroy other people. No one defies the lady, manga puminal is a lot of body lay a million way to go to Lume Luguaka, Jama Luxelegi, Abandalimel and Funisorelana Pand. You don't need to act in evil and Kulenzabo by the evil tongue that will sometimes speak to them. And the Ogunin Fundil and Fundis, when we curse people using their name. Inagomofunda Amahubo 102:8, which my enemies has reproached me all the day long. Those who deride me have used my name as a curse. While there was a Fundis, you are no longer treated as a human being, but who associate to a, and that evil speech igbulala in the inner man. And when we talk negativity, si tata bantu, si basusa we level unkulunkulu kubo bayizwele basase bancane. Ingakho we need to be careful njenga bantwana bakankulunkulu. And last verse that we found and found is concerning evil speech. The evil speech, ngoba yiyo le eyenza ukuthi abantu abakankulu noma bezwane bangasazwani. Proverbs 25 verse 23 uthi the north wind brings forth rain and a backbiting tongue and angry contentment. Lokuthi nje siyabhibhayita mfundisi ukuthi ma ukhona nje la ureyeeke nkosi nanami ahasuka makaphunda ukuthi ahasuka yikho lento of which awuyikho into e-right. That is why we need to be honest as singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Sibiyekele to backbite each other. So we get to urban limi or harsh urban kabangulungul and talk under the influence of the Holy Spirit through the love that comes from God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are talking about evil speech, what it is even all about. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. You can send your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say. Evil speech, how you are able to detect that. Even on people who are sharing on the pulpit, man, hey, you can hear evil spirits, evil speech sometimes today. I'm going to go to the hospital. And let's cut a besha umunye umuntu amthuka uyabona amkhuluma kabi
and amen
yeah wena fanele uthi amen ukuthi makube njalo Nkosi yami. So you can send us your WhatsApp, so 826572729. What do you think about evil speech? Are we found in that? Is it such a trap at times that we are caught on? And, of course, even at work, you find evil speech. And many people don't realize. And the way you talk to each other, and then basically, that's evil speech.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Evil speech is also cursing. Proverbs 30 verses 10. Do not malign a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be found guilty. People curse each other daily. I remember one pastor said to me, you will be followed by so many cases. Okay. I went to this other radio station. They were asking this question. Ngai pendula. Hey, ganti, labanti abayifuni kuti pendule kanjalo. So, mina ngai pendula. Ngati, no, man. Yabona. Hey, gosyan. Hai, abantu bafone batia. Dala sikbona wena reyo kutu mtana ka satani. Aw. Machiting relax. Ah, bangi. Tuga. And a program about Bafola opening. I remember very well in the Eastern Cape, Transkei Radio. You know, so I can say much of the times, you know, we speak and we don't realize what we are cursing, we don't realize what we are condemning, we are slandering. We don't realize that we speak wickedness over people's lives. You know? We don't realize that we are binding people when we do those things. It's so sad, though. It's also cursing. Sipo?
It's amazing, Kondisuguchi, when people, they think they are kuluma in general. Whereas what they are talking about by embracing it, kume ngachingubo, okumele siyimbathe. And we think of it, ngalesi sikhathi, so let's make it in. But if this corner sometimes it provokes the anger within us, I sometimes realize sometime nasemsebenzini ukuthi umuntu eqala i-topic umfundisi akhulume ngiphethile bese afaka uthi ubani wenza ukuthi bese edeka izinto ezinini. That's why sometimes I want to withdraw myself because every speech iqala ngathi beniyikhulumela nje. But the morning edda, it's like this thing abe esekeseyikhuza omunye umzala ngelila ukuthi we cannot continue umfundisi ukukhuluma ngokabi ngomfundisi emakhayeni ethu. Let's say umfundisi wami wenza izinto ezingekho wrong, then he speak simbeke la itafuleni khulume negative with all the stuff. Then you expect our children ukuthi bazolithatha ivangeli, bazomthanda uNkulunkulu because they all listen with all this evil speech that we say about somebody. And when they view that somebody view with the angel ebekade sikhuluma ngayo with the evil speech, that is why I'm a negative impact today. Makhulu kakhulu mfundisi ukubona abantwana bethu bangafuni ukusindisa because we're not careful of the evil speech that we talk about abanye abantu. And every talk mfundisi, I think kuze kube nenhlamba ngaphakathi, but counting all this negativity and condemnation ukuthi ubani wazwawa ubani so manje uyavuka yazi ayikho le ndaba yakhe kukhona. Those are the judgmental speech and full of the evil, and uma besichubeka sikwenze njalo, God does not like it. Yingakho kumele njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibuyekele kuba nalenhliziyo yokuba ne-false root ngaphakathi kithi. Uthi la umbhali Psalm 41:5-9, uthi my enemy speaks evil against me. It's an evil speech. When will he die and his name perish? That's the wishing for the Sibonai. Uthi uma abantu benema evil speech, they wish you that you could die. They also want your name to perish. Verse 5, and when it comes to sin, they speak falsehood. Now you need to say, engekho right. Ukuthi uma abantu bezokhuluma into engekho ngawe wazi kahle ukuthi awuyenzanga, kufanele awukwazi nokuyiphinda nokusho. I remember the other time there was somebody owathi ngenzela into futhi ngiyafisa ukuthi ngimbambe ngezandla, but I thank the Holy Spirit that I could not do it because kubuhlungu mfundisi ukuthi abantu baqamba amanga ngawe bathi wenze into ongayenzanga. And lokho kukuphisa ngaphakathi ukuthi I so wish ngabathi I could turn the hands of time and put that thing forth ukuthi hey man, bheka lento angiyenzanga. But unfortunately I cannot. Uthi lo mbhalo uma uchubeka la, his heart gathered wicked to itself. When he goes outside, he tells it. And who hate me whisper together against me. Against me, they devise my head, saying, he should die. So, kubalulekile mfundisi ukuthi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibheke the negative impact eyenziwa yi-evil spirit. Because uma umuntu mfundisi umkhulume kabi, even if nakusasa noma ungaya uyothi I'm sorry, uyengeyinsiba zenkukhu eyiquthayo, uphephule umoya, maso kufanele uyibuthe, khona eyibuthekayo, khona eyingabutheki.
We trust the Father is doing you well and blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are looking into the very notion of evil speech, what it is even all about. And when we talk about it, what do we imply? And you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322, and tell us what do you think evil speech is even all about. Some forms of evil talk that perhaps we don't know about, or perhaps we are not aware of. We need to hear and understand even from you as to what it is all about. Right, you can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. That's 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this very Mata.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Become equipped with in-depth knowledge of the Bible with Thompson Mashakeni every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Hi, ngizozithulela ke le advert isesekhona namanje. Hi, ngizozithulela. Let me take your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami. Sawubona, Putwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngigamelise lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
My bong, inkosi, my bong.
Ngibulise lapho uPastor Khadere noPastor Motha.
Hallelujah, mfundisi.
Hallelujah. Siyabonga nge-report back yele nto yemenzi dialogue ukuthi
hayi. Oh, yes.
UNkulunkulu besebenza lapha. Siyabonga, Brother Ray.
Ah, siyabonga mngani wami, man. Thank you for praying for us.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Let us speak about evil speech, Brother Ray. We have not said anything about Jesus Christ. Our speech must be to empower people. Evil speeches don't reflect our Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Uzinkulumo zethu masingabi ne pride.
Yeah.
Kepha makukhulu Jesus Christ thina sehle. Because today zinenye izinkonzo, Brother Ray, ezisakhuluma ama evil speeches ngabantu besifazane ukuthi abaqualify, bethi abantu besifazane bafanele ukuma kuma pulpits.
Eish.
Abana ma rights okushumayela evangeli. But our Jesus Christ saw value and potential to all human kind of
yes.
And like Acts 18, khuluma ngabantu besifazane empowering men and other women. These ladies bakha amabandla kumizi yabo beshumayela izwi lika Jesu Kristu. Lizosikhubekisa singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kepha masifake amatomu kumlomo wethu, Brother. Singakhiphi amazwi abolile kumlomo wethu. Akungaphumi amazwi okuqalekisa njengoba senishilo. Makungaphumi amazwi okuhleba, ngoba all the species can even kill or destroy others. Our speech afana nesihlungu senyoka, ayabulala, madrata. Njengoba useshilo iGTL wathi nabaholi abanye bane-anger, nabashumayela lapha bakhuluma noma kanjani, brother. Not displaying the hearts of shepherds and servants of God. Yazi, our evil species, Brother Ray, imizwa eminingi ilento abantwana balandele iphethini esiyiphilayo lapho. Uze omunye akhuluma nje athi hayi lo uyangidina, uphi lo, uphi lo. Labantu ilove iphumile ne-window. Manje abasahloniphani. Nabantwana bazothi nabafika esikoleni ba-display that evil speech abayithole ekhaya, brother. So ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu anibusise. God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Sir, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you, my brother.
Blessings to you too, sir. Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.